From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Today's question, why do people think I'm a micromanager? Micromanagement. It comes up in just about every seminar I teach, and I give it a lot of thought because I think that not everyone who is seen as a micromanager is doing it with bad intentions. I went back to a column I wrote for the Poynter Institute way back in 2009 called What Great Bosses Know About Micromanaging, and I used a definition of micromanagers as this. They are supervisors who exercise a high degree of scrutiny of, control over, and participation in the work of those they manage. Now, you might just call them jerks, but I don't think that's always the case. Here are some other things that lead to the perception or the reality of micromanagers. I list six types. First, the well-intentioned. These are supervisors who want to show that they care and they have a good work ethic, so they keep a hand in the mix. They're the ones who say, I wouldn't ask you to do anything I wouldn't do, but they don't realize that by doing your work, they're actually controlling it. And then there's number two, the worriers. They're terrified of failure and they think they have to control all the decision-making or something will go wrong. And then there's another type, number three, I call the brainwashed. These are bosses who worked for micromanagers, and they trained them to think that micromanagement is normal. Number four are the bullied. These are bosses whose own managers keep them on a real tight leash, and they push and push. What's going on? You should know everything. And then they expect them to do that with their own staff. Then there's number five, the correctly cautious. These are managers who've yet to develop a real trusting relationship with their employees, or to be more blunt, the employee's performance needs to improve before the manager can step back and exercise less control. And then, of course, there's number six, the one that most people think of as micromanagers, the control freaks, people who enjoy power and don't want to share it with others. That is a character flaw, and it's wrong. But one of the things you should think about is even how you use technology today, because today's technology can suggest that you're a micromanager even when you don't intend to be one. Are you sending texts at all hours of the day and night with questions just because, well, they came up and you didn't think it was any big deal to send a text or an email? But somebody else sees each one of those messages as a question or even an implied criticism. In the column that I wrote years ago, I actually included a quiz, and I'm going to share it with you now. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being, I'm just great, okay? 10 is I'm just great, 1 is I'm not so great. Answer the following questions. Number 1, I delegate everyday decision-making to the people closest to the work. Are you a 1 or are you a 10? Number 2, my staff knows the point at which an issue requires my involvement, and they see that threshold as reasonable. Number 3, I share important information with staff so they feel involved and invested. Number 4, I enjoy giving people increasingly greater responsibility and authority as they grow. Number 5, I don't feel the need to have my fingerprints on everything we do. Number 6, when I keep a hand in the work of the team, it's only to help in ways they appreciate. Number 7, if I have to closely supervise employees because their work needs improvement, I give them clear feedback on their performance so they know why I'm involved. Number 8, even when I'm under pressure from my own bosses, I try not to become a dictator to the team. Number 9, I believe in hiring people who are smarter than I am and helping them shine. And number 10, I would hate to be known as a micromanager. If you want to read those questions, just go to the Poynter.org website and look up What Great Bosses Know About Micromanaging. You can take the quiz again there if you'd like. But I hope on a scale of 1 to 10, you were up in those 8s, 9s, and 10s. Because people don't want to work for micromanagers. And frankly, I don't think you want to be one. In today's digital age, you want to communicate effectively, delegate wisely, and be the best possible leader. For Loyola University in Chicago, I'm Jill Geisler.